Following my 2019 episode about radio and disabled voices, today's episode is about the way people describe synthesized voices. My guest, Endeavor, isn't an audio describer, and we don't get into audio description, AD, per se, but AD is what led me to talk to them. People who use audio description have a lot of nuanced reasons they prefer some voices and don't like other voices as much. Every person's opinions are unique and valuable. And just to be clear, today's episode is not advocating for specific voices to be part of AD or not be part of AD. I really want to talk about ableism. Because in people's attempts to discuss why they don't like artificial intelligence or synthesized voices for AD, I hear some ableist lines that might be painful when they trickle down to someone who uses a synthesized voice as their main form of communication in regular life with AAC. That's augmentative and alternative communication. I want to take a step back to explore if we can talk about inclusive practices like AD for specific groups without talking poorly about other groups. So it's less about audio description and more about scratching the surface of the complexities of synthesized voices and autistic voices and gendered voices and racialized voices and, well, voices. There's a picture in the blog post. It's a screenshot of Endeavor's AAC interface on an iPad. There is a grid filling the screen. Most boxes in the grid contain one word plus a drawing or symbol that matches the word. Some boxes contain folders with topics. Toward the bottom is a QWERTY keyboard and an arrow pointing to two more options on the next page. At the top of the screen is a sentence shown both in words and their corresponding symbols or pictures. It says, quote, "This voice is part of me.
It's part of who I am."
There's a transcript in the blog post to download for Pigeonhole Podcast, episode 34.